hopefully today, if not today, tomorrow, and already begin with the Sugya of tonight. But I wanted to get through just a couple more things on the Gemara here in the second parak and a few more issues that we have been discussing that we should take advantage of, you know, how much we've done and complete the topic. Not the whole topic is obviously massive. So the last thing that we were discussing was the Gemara here on Mem Zayin Amud Aleph, and then Mem Zayin Amud Beis. One of the questions that we raised was Rashi's explanation of the Hava Mina in the Gemara that Afilu Lo Nishtayer Shava Pruta, you would still be able to be Mekadesh B'milva. And then the Gemara later on, abandoned, you know, that whole Deya, because I said the whole Braisa is Mekulkeles, it's Mishabeshta, right? But what did the Gemara originally think? And we point out that there's a little bit of a difficulty in Rashi. Rashi explains that Ubamilva Afabishalon Ishtair Heimenu Shama Pruta Mekudeshes. And again, it doesn't make the cut, but what did it mean before? What do we think it meant? So Rashi says, Mikudeshus by Hiyana, the Machala Gaba. So I was suggesting that, number one, that is not obvious, and therefore Rashi is obviously bothered by something and is trying to moderate or mitigate something. The fact that it doesn't make the cut, you know, in the end, is certainly consistent with even being, I guess, a little bit uncomfortable, you know, earlier. The problem is that since it doesn't make the cut in the end, you know, if that's the pshat in the Gemara, so then it would seem that Kiddushin Bahanas Mechila, right, would also be rejected, at least according to the Shakamatari of this Gemara. So, in a way, you know, there is a, you know, Rashi's kind of caught in a difficult, you know, decision. On the one hand, to explain this Hava Mina, right, you need to kind of moderate what the Gemara really thought Mekadesh B'milva is Mekudeshes, right? Real, you know, hardcore, you know, Mekadesh B'milva, right? That's hard, that's very hard to swallow. On the other hand, if the reason it gets rejected, Lamaskana, is precisely because that shita is unacceptable, so then, you know, having moderated it, you know, in a way that is consistent with its effectiveness, you know, on the government base, you know, how do we explain the rejection of it? Yeah?
How is it possible that, meaning, on that vav, Rashi is clear that you're saying that you want to be Kadesh with Hana?
Okay.
Here the point seems to be that you're just being Kadesh with the Milva, and the question is whether...
Mekudesh is beha hiyana de machala gaba.
So when you try to be Mekadesh with the Milva...
I mean, it's like it's a Tosis Rid kind of a thing.
Yeah.
Maybe. So that's what I was going to suggest in just a second. Just we'll hold off for 1 second. Either way, there seems to be a problem given Rashi on Vav and Beis and Rashi here. What do we do with that? So before we go get to that suggestion, which I was going to discuss a little bit more and which Ali has just forwarded, Alex also had a very interesting idea to suggest, and that is in light of the fact that according to a whole group of Achronim, right, the Pnei Yeshua, the Avnei Miluim, the Netziv, right, each in their own way are suggesting that the Sugya on Vav Amud Beis and the Sugya on Mem Zayin Amud Aleph, right, are two different Sugyas, that one is Abaya and the other is Rav, and that they have different perspectives on Mekadesh B'milva, you know, and its potential effectiveness. Right? Am I quoting you correctly? So Alex wanted to suggest that maybe that gufa is part of the debate. In other words, that the Abaya versus Rav perspective on how problematic Milva is and in what way Milva is problematic is gufa, you know, part of the story. In other words, I guess what you'd have to say is that for Vav Amud Beis, where the problem of Mekadesh B'milva is more of a, you know, kicha kicha miste Ephron problem, right? So there, being Mekadosh Bahanos Mechilas Milva, you know, is going to be effective. And you're not going to get into any kind of, let's say, Lo Yehei, you know, HaTafel, Lo Yehei, you know, HaTafel, you know, Adif, you know, Minaikar. Whereas on Mem Zayin Omen Aleph, which is based on an expanded view, let's say, even though Rashi does quote Milvah HaTzonitna, but the point is that Milvah HaTzonitna is seen as something more fundamental, not just as a Kicha Kicha Mistei Ephron problem. So here, Hanas Mechilas Milvah would also be excluded. That's what you wanted to suggest. So I think that's a very interesting suggestion. And given especially, again, those Achronim in the way that they read Rashi in the two Sugyas, I think it's a very plausible explanation. The other possibility is what Eli was just saying, and that's kind of what I was going to offer as well. And that is that maybe the difference is, you know, whether it's automatic. That's what you want to say, right? In other words, there's an ambiguity in all of this, that needs to be clarified. Now, if you say Haret Mukadeshesli Bahanas Mechilas, you know, Milva, that's one thing. And even that, as we just noted, you know, isn't so simple because of the, you know, Lo Yehi Tafel Gadol Mina Ikar, however, you know, we're explaining that, whether it's a Milva din or a broader Hana conversion din, etc. But even if we assume that when you're Mefarate that, right, what happens, you know, kind of stop when you're Mekadesh B'Milva? Can it be assumed that you're being Mekadesh, you know, Bahanas Mechilas Milva? Or, you know, is the default, let's say, that you're being Mekadesh with the Mo'os of the Milva that are Biyada, or that were Biyada? And that is an interesting question. In a way, that's what I meant a second ago when I said that's a Tosas Rid issue, right? Where the Tosas Rid was saying, well, if this works, it should just... Again, he's saying it in the other direction, right? If it works, then it should work even when you have in mind, or you're just not mefarate, maybe even when you have in mind the opposite, because it suggests they're close enough that they just overlap. And then in the end, that's why he doesn't like Rashi initially. Then in the end, when he backs away from the Ben Hananel and he embraces Rashi, getting, you know, the other Madura, he says, yeah, I get that idea. But it's an interesting question in general. Do you have to, like, be Mefarate, you know, that aspect? I think it's a double question. One is, on the Hanoa side, whether or not, if you want Hanoa to turn into Kesef and you want to use that as Kesef Kiddushin, whether you don't have to explicate it, or it can just be automatic, whether there is Hadah. That's one question. The other side of it, again, is how close or how problematic is Mekadesh B'Milva, you know, itself? Like, is there like a default, you know, uphill struggle, you know, to be makshir any Mekadesh B'Milva, you know, unless you're mefarate, unless you, you know, turn it into something else? So it isn't so much, you know, the Hana conversion as much as the default. A little bit, again, like, you know, going back to Adam's point, which is that particularly in Milva, right, you know, the difference between the Milva and the Mechilas on Milva and so on is a very fine line. And in light of this,
Just even within that point that I was making, you don't have to necessarily say it's the same as the Tosos Rid. Could it just be more in line with, let's say, what the Ron was talking about, that's a problem of Das? That you'd still be the
Chalik
without saying that they're the same thing.
Right. Now, he didn't, well, to be fair, I added the Tosas Rid point, because I think it's a more conceptual question. But you're right, it could be just like an Umdina or a Das.
What is the Das
on
the money?
It could be. I'm just suggesting that itself is a kind of hard argument to have, like what is the Machokas and Metzias, what the person meant. So I'll admit that in my... you know, my tendency is not to assume that there's a machlokas about metzius, all things being equal, and to conceptualize, you know, arguments. That doesn't mean that you always should. But that's what I did, and that I was looking at it in terms of the Tosas Rid. But I'll just give you another example of it, which I think is quite important. And that is Tosas in, which I haven't had for another reason, but Tosas in Ksuvis. Tosin Ksuvis, again, in the Sugin Ksuvis Ayin Dalet Omen Aleph, Right? The Gemara says that, you know, what happens if you do a Kiddushin, right? You do it wrong, and then you follow it up with a Maisa Bia. Right? So the Gemara basically has these cases. Right? Omar of Ami, HaMekadish Bepachos Mishava Pruta Ubal Tzrichei Menuget. Earlier, sorry. Omar Avula Bar Abba, Omar Ula Omar Abelazar. Hamakadish Bemilva Ubal, Al Tnai Ubal, Bepachos Mishava Pruta Ubal, Diver Hakol Tzrichei Menuget. Okay. So that's the discussion of the Gemara. Fine. Another Gemara about Mekadish Bemilva. But it's always worth, in those Gemaras, you know, seeing how the Mefarshim took it or read it. So Rashi here, I think, is Lashitaso. Rashi says, I'm Kadish B'milva, right? Shemocha la milva, shechayeveslo. Shemocha la milva, shechayeveslo. Right? V'amrina b'kidushin, de'ena m'kudeshes, mishun de b'sha shalavsa, nitna lohotza, b'rshusa kaima, v'hashtalav midi yoivla. So Rashi says it means mechilas hamilva. Right? Doesn't say hanas mechilas milva. It says mechilas milva. And that's what we are talking about. Yeah. So the Bali Tosas here say something fascinating, maybe. Hamakade pirsh bekuntres, shemachal hamilva, shehoysa chayebeslo, uleperusho tzorch lachalek bemekadesh bemechilas milva, right? Umekadesh banas mechilas milva de mekudeshes, kermi berkama de kiddushin. I think that's fair, meaning the problem is only if you're Mekadesh b'mechila, not with Hanas Mechila. That's Rashi, L'shitaso, and Vav Mekbeis. But then Tosa says, Rabbeinu Yitzchak, Ein Nira, D'shem Ein L'chalek, V'hacha Yesh L'faresh. Maybe there's no difference between Mechilas Milva and Hanas Mechilas Milva. That's what Tosa is saying in the name of the Re, right? V'hacha Yesh L'faresh, D'mayri Kigon D'Amberla, Iskad Shali B'mo'os, Milva sh'at chayevesli, tahasam vadai eina mekudeshes. So this is a little bit the same kind of an issue, but again, a little bit parallel opposite also. Meaning what we had a couple of minutes ago was Rashi giving the example of hanos mechilas milva, right, when the Gemara calls it mekadesh b'milva. And here Tosis is actually saying, I mean, Rabbeinu Yitzchak is saying, that Mekadesh b'milva means being Mekadesh b'ma'os milva sh'at chayevesli. But if you're Mekadesh b'mechilas milva, right, that is going to work. Wow. So what does that really mean? Right? Now, this Tosis is blurring the distinction between hanas Mechilas milva and hanas milva, right? Exactly, that's why they're disagreeing with Rashi in Ksuvas. So one way to look at this Tosas, I think either way it's important. One way to look at this Tosas is to say, well, this Tosas, you know, is different than the other, pretty much, than the other Tosas that we've seen, right? Because we saw all those Gra-connected Tosas in the Bava Metzia, right, on Tezayin and Samach Beis and Mem Vavmed Beis and then, you know, and also in Kiddushin, right, with the exception of Milvav Dacherim, which is just a different category, you know, and Milvav Sheish Bamashkon, even more so, and Yutes Amud Aleph. And Tosis is always operating, you know, with the only thing that works in any kind of Milva, right, is going to be, you know, Hanas HaGavr, Hanas Mechilas Milva, or Hanas Milva. Is Tosas here an exception? Is this the Re here an exception to that rule, who's saying that if you are Mekadesh bin Mechilas Milva, even if it's not Hanas Milva, that that it works? Right? And what would be the idea behind it? Something like the notion, I mean, what's the difference between that and being Mekadesh with the Ma'os? The answer is, being Mekadesh with the Ma'os is trying to create, you know, or to simulate Kesef, right? We'll just say simply, trying to be Mekadesh b'mechilas hamilva is trying to be Mekadesh b'mos, or b'piron. Right? So this tosis is just an unusual tosis. Not impossible to say that there were different views in Bali tosis. Right? And remember that the Smag, you know, also quotes for the Bali tosis that, you know, Mekadesh, you know, b'mashkon, you know, a different pshat, where it's not hanas, you know, mechilas milva, but it's, you know, that could be a different thing, but, you know, there's no hachzar samashkon, in that case it's milva lahotza, it's milva lav lahotza, and so on. So, in a way, what we're saying is that it's milva lav lahotza if you relate to the milva as piron, just not if you relate to it as kesef. Either way, that would be an important point in Tosis. Or, if you don't want to go that far, is the point that Tosis is making against Rashi that, in Achanami, the only way that you would ever be Mekudeshes is with Hanos Milva. Hanos Mechilas Milva. But what he's saying is that whenever there is, you know, Kiddushin on Mechilas HaMilva, automatically that's Hanos Milva. Is it kind of, again, like that first perspective in the Tosis Rit? But if it isn't just an umdana then, and it doesn't seem in Tosis here that it can be an umdana, because he's rejecting, you know, Rashi's chiluk, it sounds like he's saying fundamentally, you know, mechilas milva as opposed to kesef shel hamilva works. So either you have to say what I just said a second ago, and it's an exceptional Tosis, very important one, right? Or this is kind of, you know, the Tosis Rit idea, which is that if hanos mechilas milva works, then mechilas milva is going to work, because al pidin, right? That line is too blurred or just doesn't exist. Yeah.
Maybe you can move the ayat in that direction from the fact that it says "Saskatchewan even maos milva shakadisli." Like here, doctor, the problem is that you're trying to do it b'toras maos, whereas if you just recognize that it's b'toras hana, then it would have worked. Like the reason it was
Ksubos, it
doesn't work for
Tosos,
as you say.
You're talking about Tosin
Ksubos now? Yeah, Tosin Ksubos. Like maybe you would die there. There's a direction of like Mechila equals Hana. The problem is.
You want to say Mechila equals Hana?
In other words, that Mechila, if Mechila is going to work, then implies that Mechila is Hana.
Because?
Because Tosos' problem is that you're saying Hiskashi even Maos know that.
No, that. Whereas, he's trying to explain what would be the problem.
Yeah.
I mean, Tosos is saying, I don't think that Rashi's just. I mean, the Chiddush in Tosis here is, which is the reason we're talking about it,
yeah,
is that the Ri is basically rejecting Rashi's distinction.
Yeah,
so I'm just saying that there can be two explanations.
Yeah. I'm just focusing on the fact that in the Ri's suggestion as to why it shouldn't work in Ksubos.
Correct.
Right?
Why
the Mekadesh Milva shouldn't work in Ksubos. As opposed
or
to
the only case of Mekadesh Milva that doesn't work, Tosis
yeah,
in Ksubos so is saying, is if you're trying to be Mekadesh B'toras Kesef.
Yeah.
Meaning
so
the specific.
Right. Yeah, okay.
Right. That's what we're saying for sure. I'm just saying that there could be two very different reasons for that. One could be because Tosis here, unlike the other Tosisin, think that if you're Mekadesh b'mechilas milva, that works because that, much like in the way that the Rambam said it, right? B'mecher. Just, you know, this is even in Kiddusha. You want to be Mekadesh with the money of the Kiddusha, the Kesef of. That you can't do. But if you always want to Mekadesh with the milva, as a commodity, as piron, you can do that. That's one explanation. And the other explanation is that, no, it's more like the Tosis Rit idea, which is, as long as you think that Hanos Mechilas Milva works, and that being Mekadesh Mechilas Milva and Hanos Mechilas Milva are all pidin the same thing.
I guess I have a question. The first question, what's the difference between the Mekadesh with, like, halva, like in a mecher kind of context, it's the kind of the mutlis of halva. It's not the same thing. You're saying like the monetary value.
No, this Tosis would be saying that any time you wanted to transact with the milva, as a totality, that you could. Just kind of what the Rambam is saying in mecher. You just can't be mekade, just cannot use the money. That's what I mean, the difference between ma'os and kesef. So building on things that we've said previously about ma'os and kesef. Okay, so that I think this either way, it's an important thesis. But yeah.
So Rashi and Suva seems to be going in a different direction from Rashi and Kiddushin.
How so?
In Kiddushin of Baba Mavis, it's very clear that the case of the Kaddish Milva is with the Maos Atzma. whereas here Tosfos at least is interpreting him as saying the kaifimilah as with the last one.
No, but he's trying to explain here the view that, one second, Pirshut Kedusha Shemachal HaMilva Shehoisa Chayeves Lo. Oh, you mean because Rashi in Kiddushin also emphasizes the money, you're saying?
Yeah,
right, but it's still implicit in Rashi that if you didn't say Mechilas Hanos Mechilas Milva, that it wouldn't work. So it sounds like you're right. You're technically right, but there's just a gap in Rashi and Kiddushin.
Right, but what's the default case of
Right. So I would have said in Rashi and Kiddushin that if you want to be Mekadesh with the Milva, whether you want to be Mekadesh with the Milva as Mos or you want to be Mekadesh with the Milva as Kesef, it doesn't really matter. The only thing you could be Mekadesh with is Hanas, Mechilas, Milva. Because that's the one that he, you know. But you're right, he doesn't. That's, he could have said even in Kiddushin that there are three levels. There's something called Hanas, Mechilas, Milva. There's something called Mechilas, Milva. And then there's the Mos, Shebiyat. I agree. He does mean to leave out the middle one. But the impression you get is that only Arvach Lazimna and Hanas, Mechilas, Milva work. Whereas Tosis here, the Re, here is definitely saying that Hanas, Mechilas, that Mechilas, Milva is like Hanas, Mechilas, Milva. Either way, that's the case. I'm only wondering, is that because Al Pidin, it's one of these Iker Tafel things in one direction or the other, which we now have seen in both directions, namely, if the if the Mechilas Milva is not going to work, then Hanos Mechilas Milva is not going to work. Or is it the other way? If Hanos Mechilas Milva works, then Mechilas Milva should work. And again, I'm assuming not that it isn't just an umdana question, but that this is a more fundamental question. You have the same, but let me just want to add, you have the same discussion in the Marsha, in the Sugya in Sanhedrin, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, also has Gemara in Sanhedrin, the Testament base, you know, talks about, you know, the Psukim and Shmuel, and with Michal and David HaMelech, and the whole business there. Nasa David Shtei Achios Bechayeyem, Amalad Michal, right, Achar Misa, Merib Misa. So the Gemara, how it's, oh, Kiddushei Tos, how you? The Gemara discusses that maybe the case is a case. Amar lo, right? Milva islach gaboy. Mekadesh b'milva ina mekudeshes. So the then the Gemara discusses: is it mekadesh b'milva mekudeshes? Ina mekudeshes or milva pruta? We'll get to that in a second. Daita pruta. It's another one of those. This, you know, based on understanding the psukim in Nach, but where there seems to be some discussion whether or not the kiddushin. Mekadesh b'milva is chal or not. So I just came across it a while back, some years ago, that the Marsha here also on Yud Tesomid Beis, see if I can find it quickly. Milva islech gaba, kol Rabbi Yossi show you kedusha meirav kedushin gemurim. What did he hold? He held that mekadesh b'milva is mekudeshes, right? Eina doma. The Svirale da Mekadesh B'milva Mekudeshes. Doesn't seem like he held Mekadesh B'milva's Mekudeshes. The Mashma Mekula Sugin, the Pshitil of the Kaimel and Mekadesh B'milva, Eina Mekudeshes. Gam L'Shaich L'Meimar Haka, Biskar She'esa Imach, Dikil Amanar Perika Gozol Kama de Mekudeshes, Haina Ba'osa Shirayim Menuzamim, Kivinen Skir Salam Besof, and so on. Eshlomar, the Svirale da He, Mekadesha, the Hanas Mechilas Milva. Kramir Parakamba the Kiddushin. The Filo Arva Klozimna Mekudeshes. Ubahachim Misyashiv Li Mashihikshu Mepharshim, and so on. So the way the Marsha comes out is very similar to the problem I was raising with Rashi again here on Mem Zayin Amud Aleph, which is if you want to explain the Mandamar, who we don't paskin like, who says that Mekadesh B'milva, in this case, is Mekudeshes, as a case of Hanas, Mechilas, Milva, right? So then you're implying that Lahalacha, we don't think that that doesn't work. Why should that not work? Right? So that's exactly the same you know, question. Now again, so it could be the difference is whether you explicate or you don't explicate, and what happens when it's tam, like we were saying before. It could be in general this is a, you know, an ambiguity, and it goes in either direction. Again, with the Tosas Rid, it's, you know, if Hanas Mechilas Milva works, then Mechilas Milva works. And, you know, for the Rashi in second parak and the Marsha here in Sanhedrin, and again, then you have to figure out, you know, the Ri is saying it, you know, Lahakel, they're saying it Lahachmir, it goes in the other direction. Yeah.
Why do the distinction between, or the ability to use as a default, Hanas Mechilas Milva when you're trying to do Mechilas Hamaos, depend on how different we view Hana from Kiddush HaKesef? Like, meaning if we view Hana more as like a fourth derech.
Like, well, I wouldn't say fourth derech, but I think that's kind of what I was saying before about, you know, maybe the more you think that Hana has to be converted into Kesef, it's not a fourth derech because but if we do think, unlike the Ritva, that it's not that, you know, that Kesef is Hana, right? But that Hana, it's not that Kesef is Hana, and it's not that Hana is always Kesef. It's just that Hana can be turned into Kesef, and therefore there can be conditions and so on. So then, again, you know, meaning it, a Chafza Shel Hana, how different is it from, you know, from the close, you know, dvarim habsulim, you know, that are connected with it, that all becomes part of the story. That's
the
kind of what I was saying.
The same meditation we had with the Rambam, like marked by might be the same thing going on here.
Yeah, no, I think it is. That's what I meant before about conversion. What you're saying now as like a fourth derech is what I was saying about, you know, the conversion being the more you have, because then you have to explicate it. You have to, you know, you can't just rely on it, right? You have to produce it.
I was thinking stronger, I thought. Meaning the same way we said that if you tried to use Bia, let's say, you couldn't just use Hanas Bia.
Right.
Because it's a whole...
Because it's eclipsed.
You couldn't even formulate it.
It's the same idea. We're saying the same idea.
No, I know. Right.
It can have Kula and Chumra results, but it's basically the same idea. Yeah.
Just to clarify, our problem with the theory of Rashi and Kiddushin, and so this is only within Tosas Vi and Rashi, right?
Say that again?
Our problem with the theory of Rashi between Tsubis and Kiddushin.
No, I don't have a problem with Rashi, Ksuvus, and Kedushin. I was trying. There's a problem with Rashi on Vav Amud Beis in Kedushin and on Mem. What Shaw was asking?
Yeah.
No, that's not a stira. We're just pointing out that Shaw was just pointing out that Rashi in Ksuvus, right, doesn't contrast Hana'a. Hanas Mechilas Milva, right, and using the Kesef, which is what Rashi does in Kiddushin, those are two extremes, right? It's more Hanas Mechilas Milva and Mechilas Milva, right?
That's what he does in Kiddushin.
What?
That's what he does in Kiddushin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. I'm saying Rashi, unlike Rashi in Kiddushin, which has the two extreme cases, right, either Mekadesh with the money, or you're Mekadesh with Hanos Mechilas Milva, Rashi Ksuvas, so the way Tosas reading and so on, is a contrast between Hanos Mechilas Milva and Mechilas Milva.
Right. So I was just saying that the problem here is only within Tosas view, right? Within Rashi itself.
Well, no, it's just within that Parshanut. Correct. Yeah. And all I'm really saying so far, just to we'll move on, is that the Re in Tosas and Ksuvas, Rashi on Mem Zayin Amud Aleph, right? The Marsha's reading of that Gemara in Sanhedrin, Yud Tes Amud Beis, and the Tosas Rid on Vav Amud Beis, right? These four Makoros, right, are all kind of weighing in on the relationship between Mechila, Mechilas Milva, and Hanas Mechilas Milva, and suggesting that there is some overlap between those two things, which are 100% correct. Just at the end of the day, be a question of interpretation. I just find that to be a peculiar machlokas. So it sounds to me like it's these other issues: the conversion issue, the you know nature of milva, you know, and so on issue, etc. Okay, so that is that's a ha'ara that we wanted to build on. Okay, so we also noted that there are different types of milvas, and that when it comes to the Mekadesh Bemilva, Mekudesh Aseinu Mekudesh, etc., that it, again, so just to sum up also, regarding, I also like Alex's idea, we should put that on the agenda as well, namely that partially, especially if you hold like the Achronim on Bavman Beis, that that also might help the sugya here. Okay, so regarding the whole Shakla Vitaria, the other thing that we noted is that there's this whole fascinating discussion about Milva L'Hotza Nitna and what its scope is, and I want to continue to discuss that a little bit, and the possibility that either specific circumstances within the Milva or types of Milvas, we're not talking about specific circumstances, you know, regarding a particular Milva, I mean, you know, the things that we've discussed. Milva Bishtar, Milva, you know, which is up for Piron, Milva, you know, when it's up in Piron and you have the money in your hands, the beginning of the Milva, Milva Sheishbo, Mashkon, all of those kind of, you know, issues and things. Either that matters, or the types of Milva that it is, as we've discussed, right? Ribis Ketutza being like one extreme, where no money changed hands, meaning there was no counter pressure at all. It's also Asur, right? So that seems like one extreme. It could be Alpidin, right? You have a chiyuv to pay, let's say Shemayim, or if you paskin, you know, maybe even if it's Yotze B'dayanim, but, you know, Yotze B'dayanim doesn't mean you don't have a chiyuv, the Chovetz HaGavra, to pay. But obviously that's a very exceptional case in that, right, you know, it's the weakest of all obligations to return. And in the other direction, right, the idea that Milva Shomecher, right, and possibly Schirus, you know, might be stronger. Stronger and weaker at the same time. On the one hand, there's no be'en, no initial money. So it's hard to say, oh, you know, Milva, you know, Lav, Lo, Tzundit, if that really means that, you know, the Milva hasn't started yet or it doesn't apply to be'en, right? I mean, you can't say that because there's no... there's no money taking, you know, changing hands here. There is no ban, right? And that's kind of Tosis's question about Yeshon Schirus Metchila Yad Sof. That's an equally, I think, legitimate question in Mechira. So on the one hand, that makes it a weaker case of Milva. On the other hand, the Milva itself seems stronger because, as we say, there's this neon... you know, signal that's like, you know, the counter-pressure signal saying, oh, you have your shore and you haven't paid me yet. Or I've done the schirus and I haven't been paid for it. That's very different than Echov Sagavra. That, of course, we had already with the Tosas Riazakim. I mentioned that the Rimigash also has this. So just wanted to get that in on the record for a moment. And that is here in the tshuva of the Rimigash. Kufyud Gimel, he addresses exactly the same question to Tosfos Rezaken and seems to give the same answer, just not as explicit on the Milva L'Tzundit part, but you should just be aware. She'ela, again, he's asking the stira between Mem Zayin Omed Aleph and, you know, Chav Ches Omed Beis. She'ela, Hayel Ruven Eitzel Shimon Chov Upasok Imo Bahen Skora V'chazer Bo Echad Mehem Achar She Nispashru Im Nachriach Oson She'iten Lo Haschorav and Omar bar Milsid lo shkiach lo gozer rabbanon, or not? Meaning, do you apply the Gemara in Bamitzia and Bamitbeis kiddushin chavches on Bamitbeis in a typical case of, you know, trying to, you know, substitute your milva, you know, pasuk imem skora and so on? That's the question. Oh. So if the case was asked in the case of Reuven who had a chov Eitzel Shimon to begin with. That's the case. So the question is, how does that stack up? Basically, it's a question of the Shavan B'Mecher versus the Gemara, right, about Kol Anisha. Tshuva. Im hayu Reuven etzel Shimon chov u'pasakimo bo schora lo kana hakona osa schora v'achozer bo eno chayiv bazeh mishapara. Meaning, of course, you can't, this doesn't work, right? Because lo amram, or maybe, I don't know if the li is, you don't have it up there? Do they have lo amram?
Yeah.
Yeah, interesting. Amar rav, mekadesh milveh nemekudeshes, my time of milveh lo tzah nitna. And then if you skip a couple of, v'shavim bemecher, right, but the Gemara, he quotes the Gemara, v'shavim bemecher. So this doesn't work. Does the Rebbe Gash does not accept the shita of the Rambam. Okay, the Rambam here is not based on the Rebbe Gash. But, umash amru milsev al-shicha l'gazer rabbanan, hu b'mishe hichliv d'mei shor, sh'osam d'mei ha-shor, eina milva etzal kona ha-shor, k'nei sh'nomer la-hotzon dinna. Avalheim etzlo b'chi of gomor. So that's just his characterization, interestingly enough. That's the milva of a mecher is called a chiyuv gamur, not a milva, right? B'dmei ashor shekana lahem shem atal bal ashor. So I think it's terrific. Meaning, that's the neon light. Like, you know, like this guy's, you know, he's you know, he's working, you know, with his animal which he got, you know, and hasn't paid for. That's not a milva. That's a chiyuv gamur. B'dmei shor shekana l'shishe matal l'bal ashor. V'hol v'eina milva, right, v'lo nitna l'hotza, hineu k'mi shehevi lo amos be'esh shekana mimenu apara. Right? And then, since it's also milsel l'shichas, that solves the Rabbi Yochanan problem. So basically, what the Ria Zaken formulated as a din in, this is a milva, but this is not a milva. This is a milva, which is lav lahotzah nitna. The Rebbe Gash seems to be calling, right, a chiyuv gomer. Unless you think that the Rebbe Gash is like, you know, based on, you know, the idea of like mekachtos, or, you know, like the Beis Shmuel and the Sivas and all of that. Yeah.
I thought the Rebbe Gash may be saying that. Yeah. The whole idea is that milva is an exception to being a sun. It's not a din in the neon light of the money coming back because of using the short. Just that anytime you owe anyone money, there's still going to be a chiyuv gomer in this pilot's money. It's just the chiddush that milva, you're stipulating that's low sun.
Because it's a chovas hagat, because you're giving it a tzedakah.
Right.
Good. We're saying, I mean, which is the exception, which is the rule. Maybe. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I'm not sure about that.
The whole
the Eina Milva, the Lonit Nila Hotza.
It's just because it's not a Milva. The exception is that it's.
Right. I mean, I gave you this to the, but I didn't give you this to whatever. Okay. I think it. Hineu Kamisha Havilo Amos, Beit Shekana Lo Aparav Liya. But the point is that this is a Chiyuv Gomer. It's a commodity. Even though it is a Milva in the sense that he owes him money, right? There's nothing. Which is the exception, which is the rule? I hear it. Aval misha ha'ilo chov etzel chaveru, pasakimo bem skora, eino omrim din zel, if isha osal chov milva, milva lo tzondin. But he's emphasizing, again, not two different milvas, like the Tosir HaZaken, but one is a milva, one is a chiyuv gomer. U'kemo shel anosan lo klum dabi, unless you want to say that part is more like that. U'kvar biarti lach ze yamim, chiluk ze, sharisa osa b'shnei mamarim, u'birarti, So he gives himself credit and he says, you know, this used to bother me a lot, but once I figured it out, Baruch Hashem, very confident. Because that's the Rebbe Gash. Again, you know, the Hadvarim Zarim of the Meiri is the other side of the coin. So just interesting to note, I mentioned this, I just want to follow up with this now also, because I'm trying to wrap some things up, that this is an interesting issue in Shemitas Ksafim. Now, of course, the dinim of Shemitas Ksafim and the din here do not have to be identical in either direction, you know, Lekula and Lechumra, but it is absolutely clear that you would want to look at them together. Right, not only because milva in general, you know, and Bilva Bli Ribbis, you know, is connected to the parsha of Shemitas Ksafim, especially according to the Rambam. We already talked about Lo Siya Lo Kenosha and his, you know, his Chiyuv Lahagis Nachrim, his Dafkan Hilchas Malva in the Ribbis section, and his language of Lo Tia Kenosha is, you know, Kenoges, not only because of that and because of the general parallels, but because we're dealing with similar kinds of issues and problems. The whole idea of Shemitas Ksafim, right, as we know, is the idea of, you know, what happens to that debt. So you could be Mechalek, again, L'Hakel or L'Hachmir. On the one hand, you might say Shemitas Ksafim is very much about Lo Yigos, right, the pressure itself. And especially if you want to take the view that it's not an Afgata de Malka, right, it's a Chovas HaGabra, you know, which is a big debate when it comes to Shemitas Ksafim. So if you want to emphasize even more Lo Yigos, right, and that all the parameters, let's say, of Shemitas Ksafim's Milba, you know, are dependent upon that level of pressure, then that's a very legitimate way to go. The other side of it, and especially if it's an Afkata de Malka, is that, you know, it should depend more objectively on how you assess the status of Milba. But here again, I'm not trying to be complex, I just think it is an open question. I think it's an open question here. Because on the one hand, certainly you would understand, you would appreciate that the more concrete the milva is, the more it's a chiyuv and not just a chov, we'll call it that, right? The more it's subject to Shemitas Ksafim, right? Because it's on the docket now, right? There's the question of, you know, a loan that is due in 10 years, right? It's a machlokas in the Gemara, really the Mishnayos in the Gemara in Makos, Tav Gimel, we'll talk about that in just a second, right? But, you know, you might say that it has to be like concretely Zman Achiyuv, for Loyigos, certainly. But even as a, you know, as a Chov is a Chiyuv, right, it has to be concrete in order to get wiped out. On the other hand, a way to look at the Shemitas Ksafim, at the way that it's wiped out, is to say, well, you can't really wipe out something that is a Chiyuv Mamon. I mean, what, Shemitas Ksafim cancels Kinyanim, cancels hardcore Chiyuvim? Maybe what Shemitas Ksafim does is it takes a Chovas HaGavra, right, and it kind of gets in between the Chovas HaGavra, you know, and the Piron, the implementation of that Chovas HaGavra. So these are two very opposite, you know, considerations, right? The first one is saying, the more concrete the Chov, right, the more likely that you're going to say Shemitas Ksafim, right? Certainly if you're comparing it, you know, to the, if Loyigos isn't just, you know, extraneous, and if, you know, Lachar Eser Shanim, you know, Patur, or not being Shemitas Ksafim, which is how we paskin, is your model. I'm just saying that in the other direction, you would want to, if you wanted to explain the Afgata de Malka, that it's not just the Torah's, you know, has the ability to wipe this thing out, but more, you know, they have the ability to say, you know, in this case, Priyas Balchov is not a mitzvah. Right? So then, you would go the other way. So, having said that, it's interesting to note that in the, you know, Mishnayos and the evidence, there seems to be a distinction between a milva shel mecher, right, and stama milva, that's kifas milva. And the Rambam, of course, codifies this. It's based on Mishnayos and Shviyas. And the Rambam codifies it. Did I bring the wrong Rambam? Yeah, of course. Anybody have a Hilchos Shemitah? Perek Tes. I think I wrote it down somewhere. Perek Tes Halacha. I'll tell you this. second. Yeah, Perek Tes Halacha Yud Aleph. This is the issue of Hakafas Hachanus. Hakafas Hachanus is essentially a milva of mecher. Right? You go to the store, right? You buy something, you know, and you're supposed to pay for it. Right? You have a tab in a store. That's Hakafas Hachanus. Right? Now you're eating what you, or enjoying, you know, the object that you, you know, acquired, and you haven't paid for it yet. Right? That's not a typical halva. So the Mishnayos seem to say that Hakafas Hachanus is not subject to Shemitas Ksafim. Hakafas Hachanus ain't in the Shemetes. If you can get the Kesem Mishnah, Bimasa Milva, if you turn it into a Milva, that's something else. Nishmetes. And we're also told that Tzchar Sacher Eino Nishmat, Im Zakfal of the Milva, Nishmat. So that's very important, right? Very important. So the Kesef Mishnah, basically, and this is what he does in the Beis Yosef as well, right, when he talks about Shemitas Ksafim, he basically tries to neutralize the conceptual significance of this distinction. Basically wants to say that, when it's Hakafas Hachanus, it kind of dribbles, you know, a little bit, you know, a little more chiyuv, a little more chiyuv. You know, you go buy breakfast, the next day buy more breakfast, you know. So the whole thing is never really, it's like a milva. There's no fundamental difference between a milva shel mecher and a milva which is a milva, except that every Hakafas Hachanus has kind of an implicit, you know, halva, which is, you know, le'eser shanim, or you know, after Shemitah. Because it's understood that there's kind of no real, you know, hard deadline. You have it? Yeah. Okay. Second. Kasra Rabbeinu Mefarish HaMishnah, right, Hakafas Hachanus Hi Ha'amona, Ho'amuna, B'mekach, right? That's what the Rambam says in Pirush Mishnayos. And it sounds here also like the chiluk is a fundamental chiluk. Then the Kesef Mishnah adds, and he repeats this in the Beis Yosef, Nir Elisha Tam Adabar Shem Achar Shederach Lahakif Zman Achar Zman Veinu Nifra Mimenu Adchi Yizdamenu Lomos Vein Derech Lenokso Havakilu Ilvo Ad Achar Shvias Shein Shvias Misham Taso Vezeo Tam Schar Socher Einu Nishma Pabnei Shederach Lekabetz Schar Shana Shnatayim Biad Asoch, the handyman, you know, he'll do another job for you. Veinu Nokso Lesisam Lo Avalahein Biado Kipikadon Okilvo, right? Adachar Shvias. Okay. Then he talks also about why is Knossos different, etc. But so if you hold basically what Rav Yosef Karo was doing in both in Kesef Mishnah and Beis Yosef was saying that fundamentally there's no difference between, you know, this chov and that chov. But in terms of being no geis, in terms of the zman of the chov, right, that's where it all. That's where it all matters. But Pashtus of the Rambam, both in Pirush Mishnayos and in Yad HaChazaka, is that there is a fundamental difference between these. Now again, I could have said it in the opposite way, the way the Rambam may be saying it, is that there's a difference between, you know, a Chovas HaGavra, you know, Priyas Bachol Mitzvah, and something which is a stronger, more concrete chiyuv. This may be where the, let's say, idea of the Rimigash, you know, again, the Rambam doesn't hold this way in the Kaddish, you know, or the Shavin B'mecher, as we know, because he holds that Milva, you know, even Milva, regular Milva, works in Becher, just doesn't work in Kedushin. Fine. But the idea that there's a difference between a Milva Shel Mecher and a Milva Shel Milva may express itself in the Rambam in Hilchos Shemitas Ksafim. Either way, there's an interesting additional aspect of this, I think, to think about, And that is a Shloshim Yom. I think I mentioned that also. I mentioned Shloshim Yom. Yeah. So I want to just talk about that for a minute as well. Stam Milva is Shloshim Yom. Right? So the question is that different than a Milva, which in which is a Kfiyas Zman? Like, I give you money and I say it's, you know, it's for 2 months or for a year. Right? Or Stam Milva, which is Shloshim Yom, or a Milva where I say I'm going to collect it in 15 days, which you can do. Is there any difference at all between those two things? So, of course, if you take the view that Stam Milva, Shloshim Yom, is an Umdana, right, you know, that's the default, you know, understood or fair amount for a Milva, then there's no chiluk between these things, right? It doesn't matter if I'm masna earlier, I'm masna later, or it's tam milva shel shloshim yom. However, is it possible that the din of tam milva shloshim yom is itself a halacha? How could it be a halacha, and what impact would it have? Right. So the answer is, if it is a halacha, the impact that it would have would be kind of to highlight, you know, this question. What we'd really be saying is, just like we were talking, you know, in the Rith, not necessarily the Rith himself, but some of those who accept his Shita but use different language, right, that Zmana Piron, you know, might be a turning point in terms of taking a Chov and turning it into a Chiv. Again, the terminology is, you know, doesn't really matter. You could make up other terminology, but you understand what I'm saying. That's taking it from a, like, oh, this is the time when you have to fulfill your Priyas Bal Chov mitzvah idea, as opposed to right now, this is more concrete. This becomes a chiyuv, right? So, regarding that question, is it possible to say that Stam Milva Shloshim Yom is like, you know, the fault, Al Pidin, Lahalacha, when I lend you money, so you really don't owe me anything, you know, in a concrete way for 30 days? That's the Hagdara Alpitora of a Milva. Or, if there is something, it's a Chov, but it's not a Chiyuv. Right? So, the interesting thing is, that's a very famous little piece in the Chidushi Agriz, where he points out that the Rambam in... he starts off by pointing out that the Rambam in Perek Chavav of Hilchos Malva Velova, I brought it with me or not, I brought the Griz here also. The Rambam Hilchos Malva Velova Perek Chavav says something which is not obvious and which is not universally accepted, and that is that the din of Shloshim Yom also applies to an Arid. This is going to be a little bit important for us when we get to Zion of an Aleph again. The din of Arid, we already done some work on it, but so the Rambam says here. I think it's on Lach above. I'm not finding it. The Rambam here says that you have Shloshim Yom. The Ariv has Shloshim Yom from the time that he signed up. I don't know why I'm not finding it here. It should be in Perek Chav Vav, if I'm not mistaken. Okay. Okay. So you have 30 days, the Arev, so the Chiyuv only begins 30 days after he was Mischayev himself. So if the Zman, let's say it wasn't an Arev, you know, B'shas HaHalva, right, so the Shloshim Yom are different than the Shloshim Yom of the Halva. Let's say the Halva is due on the 30th day, and the Arev is only committed, right, 10 days in, so there's another 10 days, let's say, for the Arev, you know, to be liable. That's the Rambam. So where did the Rambam get this halacha from? Lo yia koch zet pakos min alova atzmo. There's a din of stam, right? Milva lamed yom. What does that have to do with the Arev? Right? So the Rav Elbel points out that if you look at the Magid Mishnah, he has a whole thing here about, oh, it's a din in Gvias Bezdin. That's really what this is all about. Kfar Nizbar, Beperek Chabbeis, Halacha Aleph, says the Magid Mishnah. Kamazman nosnim milove. Bedafka kishain lo ma'o, so metaltalin. Only for karka. Kfar kasavti sham deo samafarshim. V'horoa samorim. Lahashva sa'arev lilove. Nechona hi betam. So the Magid Mishnah doesn't know exactly where the Rambam gets this from, so he assumes that it's a din in Gvias Karka Yidei Bezdin, which has a din of Shloshim Yom. Rav Elbel points out that the Rambam doesn't say that. Moreover, the explanation, the nimuk that he gives, is a connection between the Lova and or the Arev and the Lova. Right? But that has to do with the Malva extending the original loan. Stam Milva, right, is Lamed Yom. So it's very strange. However, if you look at the Rambam in Perek Yud Gimel Halacha Hey, the Rambam says the following: Also Chosmav Halova, Hamavus Chaver V'Kavalo Zman Liparo, Afal Bishalo Kona Miyado, Eni Ocha L'Tovo Ad Sof Azman, Bein Milva Al Peh, Bein Milva Bishtar. Bein shavala mashkon, bein shemes lova, bein shemes malva, ustam milva, shloshim yom, bein shtar, bein al peh, bein al mashkon, bim hisna shi tava, bechol zman shi yirtza, yesh lo letavo biyomo, shetnai mamonu. Ah. So this is a very fascinating rabba, right? The Rambam says that if you want to limit Shloshim Yom, you can do that. But the Rambam says it's a Tanai Mamon, referring to the fact that there's a well-known argument between Rav Yehuda and Rav Meir. Masa Masha Kosa B'Torah B'Tanai Davar Shem B'Mamon. Right? We paskin, all things being equal, that B'Tanai Davar Shem B'Mamon, the Tanai is Kayam. Therefore, the Rambam says if you want to make it less than Shloshim Yom, you could do that. So Rav Elbel's ha'ara was, like, what do you need Tanai Davar Shem B'Mamon? If the whole din of Stam, Milva, right, Shloshim Yom, is just an umdana, so if a guy clarifies, he says, but this is not what I have in mind, right? I want it to be 20 days, or 5 days. That's not Tanai Davar Shem B'Mamon. That depends on Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir. It sounds like the din, the halacha of Stam Milva Shloshim Yom, right, is a din. And indeed, it really sounds that way, as Rav Elbel points out, from the Gemara in Makos. Gemara in Makos, I have to use all the Gemaras here, right? Otherwise, you know, you really think it's because, you know, we have nothing to say, so we have to prove that we really needed them. The Gemara says in the beginning of Makos on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. Here. Yeah, this is the same Gemara I was referring to before, which is also, the context is fascinating. It's Shemitas Ksavim. The Gemara says, Amar Avinu Mar Shmuel, Amavitz Chavir Leser Shanim, Shvias Misham Taso. Right, we don't pask in that way. That's what the Gemara says. Afagav dehashtalo karbina la yigos, sof asil de la yigos. Masa Rav Kahana, right? He disagrees. We paskin like him. Okay, fine. So then the Gemara says the following. So the context is really Shemitas Ksafim. So the Gemara says as follows. Listen to this. Tana, Hamavus Chaveros Stam, Einar Ashay L'Tovo, Pokus Milamed Yom. Right? Sava Rabba Bar Chana, Bar Bar Chana, Kamed Rav, L'mei Bar, Hani Mili B'milva B'shtar. Right? The La'ovet Inish Tatarach, the Kosav, Shtar, Batsu Mitlos, and Yomim. Ava Milva Alpeh, Lo. Now that certainly is a Dinanum Dina. Right? That's clear. Some things are umdinas, right? Amar le'Rav, Hach amar chabibi. Echad amalva b'shtar, echad amalva al peh, tanya namahachi, amalva schaver ostam, enu rasho, the tova pakas from yam and yom. Echad amalva b'shtar, echad amalva al peh, or milva al peh, it's hard to know. Amar le'Shmuel Ramasna, right? Lo tisvi akar echad ad mefarshis la lahashmaitza, mino anemili, mino hamilsa, the Amar Abad Abad Skaver Stam Eidos Rasha and the Tova Lamp Pokus Malamid Yom Echad Milv Bashar Chad Milv Alpe Amalei Dechsiv Karva Shnas Hasheva Shnas Hashmita Mimashma Shenemar Karva Shnas Hasheva Eini Odeshi Shnas Hashmita Elamat Talmud Lomar Shnas Hashmita Lomar Yesh Shmita Acheres Shehi Kazu The Ezazu Hamav Skaver Stam Sheinu Rasha and the Tova Bepokus Malamid Yom. The Amar Mar, Lamed Yom Bashana, Chashuv Shana. Obviously, very fascinating Gemara. This Gemara basically says that the din of Shloshim Yom, right, is an echo of Shemitas Ksafim. So, what does that mean? So, this could be, so Belbel basically says, oh, you see from this Gemara, that Shloshim Yom is a din, just like Shemitas Ksafim is a din. And if Shemitas Ksafim is a din, then you understand why you need to invoke Masa Masha Kosim B'Torah B'Tanai Davar B'Mamon in order to be able to change it. Right? Okay. Ad Kan the Chidush HaGriz. By the way, it's the Chidush HaGriz. Where is that again? I think on Perek Chabav. So it's, oh, let me just add. So he says, and that's why Huadin, the Arev. Where's the Gemara? What does Rambam say? That an Arev, right, also is a din of Shloshim Yom, because it's Logara Milove. So Belbel says, listen, if this was an Umdana, then it's an Umdana between the Malva and the Lova. What does that have to do with the Arev? But if it's a din, right, that there's a, there's like, you know, this moratorium, you know, on either Tviya or Gviya or both, right? So then maybe the Arev has some of that as well. And then he points out, he says, but the Rambam didn't say Tanai Davar Shev Mamon when it came to Arev. He said, I've called a fee Tanao. So apparently it's like one Madrega lower. In other words, if you want to change the period of the Milva to less than 30 days, that's Tanai Davar Shev Mamon. In the case of Arev, right, it's not Tanai Davar Shev Mamon because it's once removed. It's not a din of the Milva, right? It's not really a Shemitas Ksafim Halacha. But because it's also a din and not an umgana, right, so Logara, right, Milova. So it applies, albeit you don't need Tanai Davar Shev Mamon. That's like a very, very small piece. Perek Chavav Halacha Beis, right? It's like one column, packs all of that into one column, right? Amazing. Anyways, so what are the implications of this for us? In a way, if this is a kind of a Shemitas Ksafim, it's very interesting. It goes back to, you know, to our bigger issue, and that is what happens when somebody extends a halva to someone else, right? And is there a period of Shloshim, in other words, in addition, you know, to the question of Lifne Zman Hagviya, or Lifne Zman Chiyuv HaPiron, we're trying to assess, you know, whether from day one, whether or not this is a Chov, it's a Chiyuv, right? is it some sort of a command? That's what we've been trying to explain. And we're discussing the possibility that maybe it depends in either direction. Maybe it depends on the type of loan it is, how this loan, you know, came about. Is it a Mecher loan? Is it a Schiris loan? Is it a Ribis Katsutsa loan? Is it a regular Milva loan? Right? It also may depend on, is it a Milva Bishtar? Is it a Milva Alamashkon? Right? It also may depend, is it Zmana Piron? Is it not Zmana Piron? So another factor in the mix here may very well be the question of Shloshim Yom. But even more than that, what Shloshim Yom highlights is that there is a tkufa, there's a period, right, where perhaps it's not just that there's no gvia, no skuse gvia, and no chiyuv piron, but maybe there's a period where there's no chiyuv, where it's only a chov, or maybe where it's not even a chov. But that, of course, is something that is applicable only, and this is the second point that I'm trying to add to this, it highlights what's unique about a real milva, right, as, again, as opposed to hakafas hakanos, skar sacher, etc. And the fact that those, you know, are not subject to shmitas ksafim, while a regular milva is again not a coincidence. Yeah.
So at the end of the day, even if you do take this, I guess, to an extreme level and say that because there's no chov at all for those first 30 days or something along
or no chiyuv.
No chiyuv.
Or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know whether it's typically there, you know, for the other times, there's a chiyuv and here there's no chiyuv, there's a chov, yeah. Or typically there's a chov and this time there's not even that. But, yeah.
I mean, the problem, let's say, when he talks about Mechira, and then, let's say, some type of loan, milva could be connected in the case of Mechir.
Yeah.
He's not going to be Mechalik, isn't Mechalik between...
Shol Shem Yom, no, correct.
Yeah.
So that's why it would be better for the Rambam to say something like, there's always a chov, maybe, and sometimes there's also a chiyuv.
A chiyuv, correct. Meaning, so then
whereas for others, I'm just trying to keep it open. Meaning, this point that Rebelbel makes is very specific to the Rambam using the formulation Tanai Davar Shem Mamon, you know, Kayam, and it works with his application to Arev. It's just it's a small but a very compelling piece. But the idea that Shloshim Yom, you know, is compared to Shemitas Ksafim in Makos, you know, unless you think that's a Melitza B'Alma or like, you know, just is a fascinating thing.
Yeah, but it just means at the end of the day it's not going to be relevant to Kiddushin as such.
Correct. I'm just saying for other Rishonim, that may be another place, you know, to draw the line. Yeah.
Why should making it a din over an umdina change its concreteness? This is just more formalizing the Zman or Milva, rather than actually changing the Milva itself.
No, if it's umdina, what we're basically saying is that technically, right, or you might be saying technically, that, you know, that there's, that you're not allowed, we have an agreement that you're not allowed to, there's nothing in the milva per se. That's just the question you're going to ask. When I extend a loan for 2 months as opposed to 30 days, right, is that different or not? Have I just decided, we've decided between us that that's the moratorium period, and or the Torah imposed a moratorium, but there's still a total even chiyuv, or does the fact that the Torah imposed the Shloshim Yom, where typically you just make it up, but here it's imposed as a default, even though you can get out of it, does that indicate that even the status of the milva in that interim period is different? I would agree with you that you could say everything we're saying here and still say, oh, it only plays out on the Skuse Gvia, Chovas Piron level. Or to say the opposite and say, you know, this is the default of your Shemitas, you know, Ksafim type halacha, but when you two agree about the 2 months, that's what happens there too. If you say either of those things, you're not going to get an afkabi. I agree. I'm just saying, does the fact that it is not just an umdina, but a din, and that din applies to Shloshim Yom, maybe that gives it an additional status. At minimum, if you don't think it's just managing the Chovas Hagabras, it's saying something about a milva, about the initial stages of a milva being less concrete. Let's think it's lemais. It's just as concrete, but it's like a minia sagavra, you know, from doing the gvi and the pira. I'm just saying, if you're comparing it, to me, it's not just the fact that the shlosh yom is a din and not an ugdana. It's a din that is equated and comes from the psukim of Shemitah's Ksafim. Again, if in the end you think Shemitah's Ksafim is just also about lo yigos, and it's not an afkata de malka or anything else, then that's fine. But otherwise, I think it's hard to say that, oh, we agreed for 2 months, so that's now our Shemitah's Ksafim. And I think it's hard to say that Shloshim Yom is a din, and it's derived from Shemitah's Ksafim, but it doesn't affect the Chafts. So that's the thinking. But I agree that, you know, could say
that. Yeah, give them no without hair, in that sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Good. So... yeah, so that's in terms of Necher and Hakapas Hachanus and Skar Sacher in Shemitah's Ksafim and this question of Shloshim Yom and some of these considerations. Again, we talked about Milvah Lotzonet, Milvah Lotzonet, so let's talk a little bit. I'll need a little bit more time tomorrow to finish. I still want to talk about the Rishonim and Yeshu and Skir Smutkim and Yad Sof. So one of the things we're trying to establish was what the parameters of Milvah Lotzah and Lav Lotzah are. And we have already noted that, you know, you could have thought that Milvah Lotzah, and probably for some Mefarshim it is true, that Milvah Lotzah, Milvah Lav Lotzah is about Zman Tchilas HaMilvah, or Zman in the other direction, Sof HaMilvah, right? If you have Be'en, you know, and you're ready to go, so, you know, to pay back, so, like, you know, maybe that's Ki'ilum, it turns into Be'en, and the whole things, the whole discussions we had with the different versions of the Ravid, and so on. Right? And on the way in, right, at what point does the Milvah begin? Does the Milvah begin when I give you the money? Does the Milvah begin when you spend part of the money? Does the Milvah begin, you know, for any part of the money, right, only when it's gone? In which case, Milvah Lotzah, Milvah Lav Lotzah has a very specific meaning, and a very narrow meaning. The other way to interpret it is, as we said, it's really a question about the concreteness of the milvah as a commodity. Right? Is it a chiyuv gamur? Right? Is it a chov? Whatever you want to call it. Is it a chiyuv? What is this thing? And is it something that is, you know, fungible, tradable, transactionable, whatever the right phrase would be? Or not, right? Now, we also noted that if you read the Gemara on Mem Chesem and Aleph and Mem Chesem and Beis, you could totally understand why, you know, the Rishonim focus so much on whether the Kesef of Milvah is Be'ed, because the Gemara here ends up saying that there's no Deya that Lo Nishtayer Bo Pruta in a Milvah, you know, would work, right? Even according to the Manu Makavish Milva Mekudeshes, that, you know, there has to be Nishtayer Bo Pruta. So how can anybody say otherwise? But, as we already noted, even if you say that, right, in this Gemara, it seems you have to say that, it doesn't anywhere say in the Gemara two other things. It doesn't say that you can't use the Milva for more than the amount that's Nishtayer. Well, that would seem to be obvious, but not necessarily so, right? In other words, if Nishtayer, 2 prutas, and you want to use 5 prutas worth of the milvah, it doesn't say in the Gemara that that doesn't work. That's A. B, it doesn't say anywhere in the Gemara that because you need Nishtayer pruta for a classic milvah, that that also means that you need Nishtayer pruta for a different kind of milvah. Right? For example, Hakafas Hachanus, right? Or Mechar, in other words, same kind of idea, or Schirus, etc. Because Tosis's question in Bava Kama, Tani Tesam and Aleph, looms really large. Meaning, what is the Gemara talking about in Kiddushin and Bava Kama when it says that if you hold Yeshon Schirus Mitchila Van Sof, that's called Mekadish Bemilva, implying that if you hold Mekadish Bemilva Mekudeshes, then Yeshon Schiros Mitchilah Vatsof would work too. Where's the Be'en money, which the Gemara seems to require right, in Kiddushin. But then you might ask, well, but if you do need Nishtai or Pruta or Mamon Be'en, then of course it has to be limited to the amount that's left, and of course it should apply to all milvas. Like, why would you? It's true that factually what I'm claiming might be true, that the Gemara only says it in that narrower, we're only like forced to accept that, but logically, you know, and which is why Tosa's question about the cup is a perfectly good question. No one denies that it's a good question. Right. So the answer, of course, is that if Milvanot Tzadnitna has a broader meaning, right, maybe that broader meaning is responsible for this flexibility. Meaning, as long as Nishtayer Shavapruta, right, of the Milva, right, the Milva is perceived, you know, more concretely, even beyond the Pruta. And maybe there are other Milvas that are just viewed more concretely to begin with. Because they don't have a Shemitas Ksafim period. They don't have an initial Matan Mos of Tzedakah with Priyas Bachov mitzvah. And so on. That's the advantage that we're trying to get from there. So it's just interesting also to note, and again, that Rashi applies Milvelot Tzadnitna explicitly in Bava Kama Tzadik Tesamen Aleph to the case of Yeshel and Liskirus Mitkila V'Yatzov, even though Rashi, right, in numerous places, you know, speaks about Mekadish B'milva Eina B'Kudeshes Afilu B'mos Be'en, and he doesn't seem to be bothered by Tosis's question. Now, when Rashi then, in Kiddushin, has his line about the Iska, which is so fascinating, because Rashi said that if you hold Milva La'avla Hotzanitna, that doesn't necessarily mean, like the Tosriya Zakein, that you need the money ban, right, or that you could use the money ban. It doesn't mean either, right, that you don't need anything. What does it mean? Maybe it means something kind of in between, namely that you have to put the money in a liquidatable, or liquid, maybe is the right way to say it, in sort of a liquid asset, meaning something that you could easily convert, right? You put it in an ISKA, you know, which you, like, you know, you put it in a mutual fund, right? So it's in a fund, you know, but, you know, it doesn't, it's... You know, it's not like putting it in a real investment, you know, where you just can't pull it out, in and out, whenever you want, right? You put it in a mutual fund, make a call, and it's back in your bank account, right? As soon as the 4 o'clock or whatever it is, you know, every day or whatever it is. So, like, what is that? So is the point that the ISKA itself is... Lav lo tzadnitna, and it's there, and therefore the milvas in the has the, or is the point that, you know, the iska is also not, you know, a be'en. It's not that Rashi expands be'en from, you know, Benjamin Franklin into an iska. It's that the iska is something which provides the concreteness that you need for the milva. And you're mekadesh with the milva, not with the iska. Good. So this is an important question. Regarding the Rambam, I think Itamar brought it up way back in the beginning of the sugya. There is some discussion about the language of the Rambam in Hilchos Ishus. What is the language here? Where's the Perakei Halacha Yud Aleph? Yud Aleph? What? Oh, Yud Gimel, sorry. What's the language? Yeah, what are the two Gersos? Okay. Yeah. How does Gris read the whole, that line? What?
That makes the difference.
Might be. I think that...
From the time that the Malva gives the money, or is it from the time that she spends it?
Oh, I see. Shehotzi. Oh, it doesn't refer to the money. I think it means she spent it.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, that's
her. Oh, so.
Okay. That's an easy mistake. What's the real Gersa? What do they think is the real Gersa?
We have Hutsia.
What? Which has?
Has Hutsia. Yeah. And then Tosafot Zakim goes on to explain that it's talking about the Malbec who gives over the money.
Yeah. Pashas.
I think all the Gersa says in the Rambam, Hutsia, just the Via Zakim.
Hotzi'ah?
Yeah.
Meaning implying that she spent it?
Yeah.
I still think even then you have to say...
The whole din of the PCOs and the Shmuel, whether it means that it's Kielus that she's Moitzi, even if she wasn't, or...
Yeah, that's what we're really talking. Yeah, correct. That's what I want. The Beis Shmuel is the one who reads it in the narrower way. Right? They have the Beis Shmuel is what? The Simin... I wrote it down here. Chafkas Sifkat and Yud Tes? Now, if you say he, right, which is says Tosas Riazaking, yeah, Ellie?
Yeah.
So then it's borrower, Kashemesh, that, you know, you don't care whether she spent it. What I was saying was that even if she did, even if it makes it seem she spent it, it means Alpidin, because we don't really care once she gets it. That's a Beis Yosef. The narrower way is the Beis Shmuel. Anybody have that? Simil Chavka Sivkat in your test? Yeah, go ahead.
So the Kaila Melvelo Tzad Yitan, the Hebehi Lutfar Gutsia, Nimsa the Inonosina Achel. Talking about the Kiddush.
Yeah. And if Lo Hotzia?
Yes. Without Mashkas of Kanafilo Adai, the Yada, Kachkas of Dashi, Harash, Aram, Yatur, Avalaram, Kosaka, Kedin, Yimel, Melvelo Tzad Yitan,
Yeah. So the base Shmuel, I don't think this is correct.
Yeah, the base Shmuel even still has Gersa Hutsi.
He what?
The base Shmuel even has Gersa Hutsi.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he still
says
it. Yeah. But he says he doesn't like it. Yeah. That was so interesting. Yeah. So I think it's either you have the Gersa Hotzi or it's an Alpi Din, even if you have Hotzi Ah. It's a Davar Pashut to me. But you should be aware that the Beis Shmuel really holds this way. Of course, if you held this way, it's the flip opposite of the way that many Rishonim read Rashi. Because then what you're really saying is that the Machlokas and the Gemara is in a case where there is no ban. There's a machlokas. How do you read that in the Gemara in the second paragraph of Kiddushin? I don't know. Meaning, what's that?
Rashi read Rashi that way, anyways. I thought the Rashi read Rashi that way, anyways. It does. Lema b'hakam mifli.
Yeah.
And he says, "V'makam mifli yam rabam disingu from the Rashba." He says,
"It was just on men." You read the one on. Yeah.
V'makam mifli idilo tzad nidna pli yisok sof akasi kitayam rabba shmaye yam rabba laola lo tzad nidna divrei akol kurav. It sounds like, and then the Rashi himself disagrees on this. The Rashi thinks that you don't have to say this, but it sounds like within the Rashi, he understands it as talking about a case just you weren't yet Shalach Boyad. Meaning that you were already Shalach Boyad, that's what Rav is talking about.
But if not, then everybody would agree that it would work.
Or no, if not, so machloket, I think. Uh-huh. I mean, that's how we understand the.
I mean, I'm sorry. Oh, I see. I mean, if one second. If not, then there's a machlokes. But if it was already spent, then everybody would agree that milva doesn't work.
Yeah.
No, that for sure is easy to read in the Gemara. The problem with it is, what are you going to do with? Skiro, that's kind of the way Tosas was asking the question of Yeshel the Skiros Mitchil of Yad Sof and so on, right? In other words, to read the Gemara as saying that everybody agrees when there's no Be'en, that there's no Deya, that Milva's going to be effective, is easy to do. Right? I'm struggling to try to explain, but I think, according to a lot of Rishonim, that you could still read the Gemara, right? even if you don't come to that conclusion, because it's about the concreteness of the loan, or about this kind of a loan as opposed to that kind of a loan. That's how I'm trying to get out of that problem. But what I'm saying is, for the Rambam paskins milva lotzah nitna. So if the Rambam paskins milva lotzah nitna, but thinks that when there's a be'en, milva will be effective, which is the way the Beis Shmuel wants to read the Rambam, then you have to read the whole Gemara the opposite way, right? You have to say that the machlokes is only in a case where there's no be'en. But where there is a be'en, hakol modim, that it works. So then what is the machlokes, right? So what then do the words milva, if it's a case where everybody agrees that there's no be'en, so what are the words milva lahotzandit nami? I'm sorry, milva lav lahotzandit nami. The answer is, it can only... Am I wrong what I'm saying, or is it correct? Everybody with me?
Wait, Tosfos says it exactly. He like has a problem. He says right. You have to say it's even when there's no be'en, or even when there is a be'en, sorry. Yeah, it's milva lahotzandit nami, doesn't mean anything. Has to be a machlokas even when it's
been. Right, no. So, correct. Otherwise, it's hard to read the Gemara.
Yeah.
But the Beit Shmuel is saying, that's exactly it. But what the Beit Shmuel is saying for the Rambam is that the machlokas is only when there's no be'en. Right? Whenever there's a be'en, everybody agrees that milva is lav lahotzah nitna. Correct? So what are the words milva lahotzah and lav lahotzah nitna mean if there's no ban? The answer is they go directly to the question of the nature of milva as a commodity. Right? Now, it could be also that, well, let me go back to the Rashi in the more mainstream view for a second, that the question of the nature of milva and the question of the impact of the ban and the hatcholas, how milva are connected. And those could also be two connected questions. In other words, how do we determine whether or not a milva has begun? Right? Is that determined by there being a be'en still or not? The answer is, instead of looking at that as a narrow question about hatchalas milva, maybe that gufa depends on how you look at a milva. The more you look at milva, right, not just, you know, in terms of the actual money, the chovas hagabras and so on, but as a commodity, right, the more it doesn't depend on, right, the more the be'en part loses its relevance. So there could be that these are, even if you take the narrowest view of milva lahotzah now, that it's connected to the conceptual issue. And certainly what I was saying before, which is, if it isn't true for every milva, or every type of milva, and or you can transact with the milva beyond the amount that's nishar be'en, so then you're certainly not just discussing narrowly what the status of the be'en is. Okay. Now, I should say that this other view in the Rambam, this Beis Shmuel view, which he himself doesn't like, which I certainly don't like, even if you had that Gersa, you're pointing out that he doesn't like it. He has it and thinks it, even though he's not forced into the Gersa, which is an interesting point. But it does make one Rambam a little better, but I don't think it's so terrible. And that is the Rambam in Hilchos Ishos, Perek Zayin, Halacha Dalet. What is that? Ishus. Oh. Okay, I'm stopping there. But Zayin Halacha Dalet. By the way, Beis Shmuel does not suggest that that's a way to be miyashev Hilchos Mechira and Hilchos Ishos. And as he notes, it's very bedokah. But it's an important perspective. The Rambam in Perek Zayin, so I don't think I gave this to look at separately. The Rambam Perek Zayin, Halacha Dalid, again, I wouldn't lose any sleep over this, but it's something just to know about and, you know, to think about a little bit. Harat Mukadeshes, this is based on the Mishnah later on Samech Amud Aleph. And the Mishnah later on Samech Amud Aleph says the following. HaOmer Li'isha Harat Mukadeshes Li'amanasha Etein Lach Basayim Zuzareza Mukadeshes V'hu Yitein. Amanasha Etein Lach Mikan V'ad Lamed Yom Nosan B'toch Lamed Mukadeshes V'laveinu Mukadeshes. Amanasha Yishli Basayim Zuzareza Mukadeshes V'yeshla. Amanasha Erech Basayim Zuz. This is where it gets interesting. Harezu Mukudeshes V'yirala. In Hera, Allah Shulchan Eina Mukudeshes. So if he says to her, right, Amanas She'erech Masayim Zuz, marry me with this pruta on condition that I show you that I have 200 Zuz. Okay? I'm not quite sure why that should matter to her, but that's a different question, right? So if it's money that isn't his, right, in Hera, Allah Shulchan, like a shulchani, ain't a mekudeshes. Okay, so the Gemara later on in Samech Amud Beis says pshita, right? If it's not his money, im heralala shulchan ain't a mekudeshes pshita, right before the next mission on Samech Amud Beis, the Gemara says, otricha dafagav denokat, right? Dami beiska. That's interesting. Meaning, it's not fully his. He's like, he has a partnership. That doesn't qualify. Why am I telling you all this? What does that do with us? So the Rambam added a case. The Rambam says in Perek Zayin Halacha Dalid, Harat Mekudeshes Bezel Menash Erech Masayim Zuz Obeis Kur Ofer Reza Mekudeshes Firena Hera Zuzim Biyad Acherim Osher Obeis Kur Ofer Besad Acherim Enim Mekudeshes Ad Shiyar Bishalom Lokach Hamos Bemilva Ah Obeshutvis, Osir Sachar, Sado, Lok Chabarisus, Nehera, Eina Mekudeshes, Ad Shirena Mishalom. Shemashma, She'er Eich, She'imi La'atzmi, Davarzeh, She'amarti, Lach. Okay. So what does the Rambam say? That Lokach Hamos, Bemilva, Eina Mekudeshes. That's if he is a love and he has money from a milva, it's ena mikudeshes. Doesn't say in the Gemara that, right? Ena mikudeshes ad shirena mishalo. Shemashma she'erech she'imi la'atzmi davarzeh she'amarti lach. So this is an interesting question. Rabbi Kveger, I have it here in the Frankel Rambam, right? And so on. Ulama Rambam, Isa Shalokach Bimilva Mitzarchi and Bechidush Shaloheru Bazeh Nose Kelav, Akazarav Matzis Matzasi Bimarikash Amad Bazeh, and so on. So this is an interesting issue. If you hold, like the Beis Shmuel, that Moz Be'en is never the issue of milva, meaning it really belongs, right, to the malva, then this Rambam is easier to learn. However, it's not so simple to say that a shutfus or an asek, right, is not shalo or partially shalo either. Very possible that here we're dealing with an umdana. That's why the Rambam repeats more than the Gemara even, right? Demashma she'erech she'imi la'atzmi, meaning that, you know, this is something, he's trying to impress her about his wealth. Right? It's not a technicality or formality. Oh, mivel hotzon nitna, so the money on the table is my 200 zuz, but it's going back. If it's a question of interesting her in his financial stability, right? So it's gara me'esek v'shutfus. Okay, but you should just be aware that that's an issue. Okay. The Rambam himself, on the other side of the ledger, again, I think even if you have the other girsa, that it means al-pidin. I don't think it's a pshat in the Rambam. I just think it's an interesting view that some people thought it was, and it revamps how we look at milvel otzah and milvel av lotzah in a very conceptual way, but I think that conceptual way is true even if you don't go this far. Yeah?
Well, the occupation was read. How do we read the beginning of the Rambam? He doesn't have any kimpta that he spent already.
Say that again?
The Rambam doesn't have any kimpta that he spent already. How do we read the occupation well? When he says, I'm against milvel av lotzah, he's b'shtarim b'kadeshes. He's not stipulating that we're talking about what he spent.
Which one? The you talking about Hey and Aleph?
Hey,
I mean the Gimel. How would the Beis Shmuel read it?
Yeah.
Habakadosh b'milva, afilu hoisa b'shtar.
He explained.
He's saying there's only
Shem milva. Ena mekudeshes ketan kagon shayla etzla, chov dinar. Ba'amal aret mekudeshes libedinar sheyesh li biyadech. Ena mekudeshes imitation of lotza nitna. Ein kan davar kayim lihanos bo me'ata. Shekvar hotzia oso dina v'avar han oso. What bothers you?
He's
explaining. I don't think that's so. I.e.
But he's not stipulating what the case is later. He's just giving the reason why the case doesn't work. But the
cases
he presents.
Okay, but kagod shigesh lo, shahaya lo, etzla, chov dinar. Chov dinar, not dinar. Maybe that's the point. No, he doesn't say yesh etzla dinar, he says chov dinar. So that implies that it's not.
That's a long case,
that. I'm not going to try so hard to defend this because I don't think it's true. But I think it's an interesting possibility, and we have to know how to read the Gemara according to those people who think that it's true. So I was trying to devil's advocate because, okay, I was being a little self-interested because I wanted to accentuate milvel hotzonit, milvel av lotzonit on a purely conceptual argument. I admit that. Although I was, you know, trying to, you know, since I don't think this is the right shot in the Rambam, I'm trying to get some credit for having thrown in Perek Zayin Halacha, you know, kind of doubt. But I'm not going to work so hard because I really don't think that that's what he means. So, anyways, the Rambam in the other places that certainly doesn't sound that way when he says Milvel Otzon Nitna, and he does. Meaning the Rambam says Milvel Otzon Nitna, with this we'll conclude for the day. Hilchos Mechira Perek Chav Beis Halacha Tes, right? When he talks about how you sell a milva, that's fascinating because the Gemara doesn't say anywhere that the problem of Mechiras Chovos is a milva lotzah nitna problem. The Gemara only quotes milva lotzah nitna to explain why you can't, you know, buy something with a mecher or be mekadesh. I'm sorry, with a milva, or be mekadesh with a milva. There's no Gemara that says that milva lotzah nitna impacts anything else, right? So anybody who quotes milva lotzah nitna in any other context, right, that's important to us. Now, would we be surprised? Now, again, if milva lotzah nitna only means the narrow idea of, you know, when does the milva begin, you know, is there, you know, be'en, is it a pikadon still, etc.? It'd be strange, right? I mean, if you wanted to say, well, this distinction, you know, whether there's a be'en or not matters, but that's not what they're, you know, kind of explaining. Right. So anybody who quotes milva lotzah nitna in other contexts sounds like they think it's a din in the nature of milva, right? Not just tchilas ha-milva. So the Rambam here in Halacha Perek Chavbeis, Halacha Tes, Mi Shahila Bikadom Biyad Acher. We'll have to stop. All right, yeah, I'll stop now. We'll pick up this, and we want to do Yeshua the Tchila Ad Sof in the beginning of tomorrow, and then okay. So it's look at Chavbeis Tes, and also look at Shluchim Veshutvim Gimel Zayin. Okay, and then just around Mar Makomos that we still have outstanding.